Today we're starting to discuss a little bit for the actual Besura of Eliyahu HaNavi. And today we're going to start as to where is the place of this Besura. That is the first question we're going to deal with, the actual Besura of Eliyahu HaNavi. There's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses if Mashiach can come on Shabbos. And the Gemara says that Mashiach should not come on Shabbos because Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't want to bother the Yidden on Erev Shabbos and to get ready for Mashiach come on Erev Shabbos. Same thing, he shouldn't come on Shabbos. The Gemara goes through a whole biur. And over there, Rashi writes that for Eliyahu HaNavi to come, he has to first go to the Beis Din HaGadol. He has to go to the big Beis Din to announce Mashiach. Where is going to be this big Beis Din? So there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis discusses that the Sanhedrin went through 10 stops. First they were in Yerushalayim, and from there they went through 10 stops. And at the end of their stops, their last stop was in the city of Tveria, which that's the city where the Rambam is buried, the city of Tveria. And that is this last place where the Sanhedrin convened. That's what we know about the Beis Din HaGadol. However, the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Yud Dalid, he brings down the fact that the Sanhedrin, their last stop was in Tveria, and he adds a very interesting line, "Umisham asidin lachser," that the Beis Din HaGadol is going to go first to Tveria. In other words, before the Beis Din HaGadol goes to Yerushalayim, their first stop is going to be in the city of Tveria. In other words, they're first going to be in the place they were before they left, and only afterwards are they going to go to their place in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. From here, the Rebbe learns out a lot of things about the Geula, that the Geula always starts from the last place in Golos. An example would be the Beis HaMikdash, that we know that it says in the Gemara and Megillah that in every single generation, in every single time, the Shekhinah of the Beis HaMikdash moved where the Yidden were. Like the Gemara says, that Yisrael Shegolos Shekhinah Imoim. Yidden that went into Golos, so the Shekhinah went with them. And in every single generation, there is a very special place, which is Al Derech the Beis HaMikdash. That means that even though you have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, like the Gemara says, Kedusha la'izazah mimkayma, the Kedusha did not move from its place. Nevertheless, the Kedusha outs the Beis HaMikdash, that means the Ikar Ashras HaShchina, that goes with the Yidden. And more specific, that goes with the Nasi Hadur. And therefore, in every single place where there is the Nasi Hadur, so that is the central Beis HaMikdash, his shul, Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel, is the central shul where the Ikar Ashras HaShchina is. Fact the Rebbe, when the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi comes, how is it going to go back? How is it going to go to Yerushalayim? And the Rebbe says, from here we learn the story of Eliyahu and the idea of Tveria. The same way the Sanhedrin, the way they ended up in Tveria, and only from there they're going to go back to Tveria, and from there they're going to go to Yerushalayim. The same is true when it comes to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash is first going to go back to the Mokim Beis HaRabbeinu Shebebavel in Golos, and only from there will it go back to Yerushalayim. Once we're speaking about Eliyahu and the going to Tveria, there's a very, very interesting question. The Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayis on the pasuk Vashiva Shevtayach Kvarishena VeYetzayach Kvatchila, that the Sanhedrin are going to come back before Bias Mashiach. That as Akdamah for Bias Mashiach, the Sanhedrin are going to come back. Begging the Mefarshim on the Rambam, who is going to give smicha to the Sanhedrin? In other words, smicha has to be from somebody that's ish mi pi ish, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Heyois, that there's no one alive today that has smicha, straight from Moshe Rabbeinu. So who's going to give smicha to the Sanhedrin when they come back? The Mela, you say that they're going to come back after Bias Mashiach. So therefore, I understand, Mashiach, whoever it is, going to give smicha, tchias ha-meisim. But if they're going to be back before Bias HaMashiach, who's going to give smicha to the Sanhedrin? And therefore, it became a very big politics in the times of the famous Ma'abach and the Ma'arib and Lev. And there's a Rambam that writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin that if all the Yidden together join up, all the Rabbanim, they could start the smicha again. There doesn't have to be ish mi pi ish. And they start this whole fight. Yeah, no, they wanted to make a new Sanhedrin a few hundred years ago. And there was a whole shaila. And one of them said, you see, the Rambam says that the Sanhedrin have to come back. Who's going to give smicha? So the other ones answered, you know who's going to give smicha? Eliyahu HaNavi. Hayyais that Eliyahu HaNavi is still chai v'kayom, being that Eliyahu HaNavi, he's still alive, and he still, he had smicha from those days. So what's wrong with saying that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be the one that's going to give smicha to the Sanhedrin? Why do you have to make a chiddush and say that we can make up our own smicha? Say that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be the one to give smicha. And this was actually the shaila of the Radvaz, that if you look in the Radvaz on that halacha, he clearly says that actually Eliyahu HaNavi, maybe it's going to be Eliyahu HaNavi. So then started a whole debate. There's a Radak and others which are soon going to discuss. Is what's the gather of Eliyahu HaNavi today? Is he together chai? Or is he every time he comes back, it's like a tchias ha-meisim, exactly what's the gather of Eliyahu HaNavi? That we're going to continue the Hemshech HaShavua next week. But the nekuda is that we're learning so far is that the place where he's going to go is to Tveria, because that's the place of the Beis Din HaGadol. What's interesting, there are those that are mayor, that there's a very interesting rush, and it's brought down the Sikh of Sheftin on Aleph, that the rush writes that the Nasi Hadur, he's considered the Beis Din HaGadol Shebedur. So therefore, the Yeshleimar, that when it says the Beis Din HaGadol also, maybe Ulai that's on the Nasi Hadar himself,